At a recent roundtable discussion with leaders from the Southwestern Virginia manufacturing industry, the talk turned to the work ethic and how it appears to be changing as more and more millennials enter the work world.
And they talked about, I can't get people to work. I can't get them to come on time. I tell them that I need them to start at 6 a.m. and they look at me like I'm crazy. And, you know, I can't get them to put their cell phones down.
Leadership development manager and trainer Lori Cox saw the discussion as an opportunity for
how we can enable generations to work effectively with each other. Sometimes they tend to work grudgingly with each other, but we really want that to be an effective relationship and everyone be successful and getting the most out of when they come to work every day.
Most baby boomers' work ethics never included things like social media or alternative work schedules, while for millennials, that's key to their work-life balance. And Cox says boomers will need to understand that.
They have these preconceived notions, one of which is that our younger generation is lazy and they don't have a concern about time. That is actually not true. It's not that they don't have a concern about time, it's that they just look at time differently in that their responsibilities and where they need to be and what they need to be doing. There is a way to adapt to that to where you can meet their needs while they are meeting your business needs.
Cox, who's with the Withfield Bland Chamber of Commerce, is offering a class on maneuvering generational differences Thursday, October 11th. She says participants should expect to gain an understanding of the advantages of generational diversity and how to leverage the characteristics of each generation. I'm Robbie Harris.